Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
The tooth,
dude. It's like every time we look, it's like, oh, he's gonna get better because his tooth is in, and there's like one right behind it, like starting to bud. It's just like a constant.
You could have barrage. You could have a shark baby. This happens.
That's true. What would you brush his teeth with? I guess other like
a rag on a stick.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And a little bit of clove oil.
That's a good idea.
No, we use a grain of rice sized portion of Tom's of Maine with fluoride. And I have a little yellow rubber two sided
finger cot that
you finger put on. Thing. And it just goes.
Whoa.
And now he really likes it. And so he just keeps trying to lick the toothpaste off, which defeats the purpose. And then also, it's the last thing you're supposed to do before you put into bed. And then he constantly goes back for one more round of tits. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking sweet.
Now I
got to
brush his teeth again.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, before we get into brushing teeth, which I haven't done this evening, I should do that. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hello.
Also here, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
He's sort of, what is that, what? You look a little Tron-ish? No.
Jordy LaForge,
yeah.
For the listener, yeah, he's making a visor, that's what it is.
I saw a great picture of LaVar Burton today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I did,
R.I.P.
I did Reading Rainbow. I did Reading Rainbow when I was younger, but they don't, like, the parts with LaVar and the parts with the kids telling you about the books.
They never sunk up.
Yeah, I never met the man. And I regret that because I was really excited, when I did Reading Rainbow to meet LaVar Burton, and then I just went to a PBS studio on the West Side. And it was a neat studio setup that I hadn't done before. But there's a lot that happens in the words, but you don't have to take my word for it. A lot of transition happens in that time.
Hmm. Are you jealous, Dan, that you didn't do is that a New York staple thing, like doing...
No, it's not the Law and Order.
No, I mean, you know.
Come on, Dan educated kids in his own way by transforming into a bus and putting me inside his body as Lizzie the Lizard.
True. Well, that's not how that storyline played out, but yes.
So
I did other things. I did other things to teach the kids, and also I was the goddamn Zach the Lego Maniac for three commercials. So.
Three commercials. You know, there's only one denim vest. And once you outgrow that denim vest, you can never be Zach again.
That's it.
Like a Dread Pirate Roberts of...
You're right. You're right about that.
I think I've used that one before. Sorry.
Apple
cider, anyone?
For those of you at home keeping score, redundancies in Michael's speech rarely happens. So it's intense.
Probably my first time wearing the old Gay to Heaven shirt for the listener. For the listener, I used to rock a lot of... Oh, I'm sorry. All Stars. For the listener, I used to have a lot of soft shirts. You know, you kind of like find those vintage shirts that have like that very softened feel. And I loved them.
Washed more than 100 times.
Is that what it is? Because I'm sure you could like find somebody and say, hey, could you wash this 100 times? But maybe the shirt would cost obviously more than... but you know, I found my
water costs a lot these days.
I found my vintage shirts in the various, you know, thrift stores or get them from people or whatever. And I had some real good ones. And then I went to work on set and just all my soft shirts would get shredded. They would just get caught on sharp things and fray and rip. And I really just fell off with soft shirts. Just, it wasn't my, just because my lifestyle changed and I wasn't, I don't know, lounging around in places with no sharp corners.
Well, thank anymore. Goodness that we went on tour and the venues that we played at were nice enough to give us free t-shirts and other sorts of swag.
I remember that last night in Buffalo, I bought a t-shirt off the bartender because it was cool looking.
Speaking of, actually, oddly enough, Marla is sleeping in my Pizza Cat shirt. Not mine, but the one I got for the
pink I think one.
That, yeah, was that Buffalo? No, that was Toledo. Albany? Toledo.
You remember Toledo. It was a shitty Saturday night. Steel Trap.
Yep, it was a shitty Saturday night.
Anyway, this is one of my softest, and this is not a vintage shirt. I think this was like my brother's or mine from softball about 20-something years ago.
So I don't
know. I thought I'm going to throw it out. And then I said, come on, it's soft t-shirt time. You've earned it. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Soak it in.
Steer us away.
No. I'm going back to t-shirts because I, the first concert I ever went to, I think we talked about concerts way back in the Danny and Mike archive library, whatever. One of my oldest band shirts that I own, and I don't really own it, it stays on the wall in my brother's garage, is a Stone Temple Pilots
shirt. Does it pay rent?
Stone Temple Pilots shirt. Used to use it for rags and shit, and it just I tried to collect them, but I couldn't do it anymore.
How many oil changes have you done with that shirt?
He has done several. And anyway, I looked it up, and it's worth $900 as a vintage one of these softy shirt things.
What do you mean you looked it up? Is there a soft vintage shirt pricing guide? What did you look up? What's the Overstreet on that? What's the Blue Book?
Wizard Magazine?
What's the Blue Book on that?
No. Maybe it's in there. But no, it's definitely just go on like vintagetshirt.net with an S, and you'll find all of your vintage t-shirt needs. That's all I wanted to add. And
I just lost a light bulb in here.
Oh boy, this
earlier
this...
I thought we were losing power again, but excuse me, I'm just gonna add
was
a
that
light.
Was that a real thing? Did you guys actually have rolling blackouts today?
I didn't, but Manhattan did.
I had none. We were supposed to have flooding, but that didn't happen.
Guys, ready to kick this off?
Starting over.
Hey, welcome to the Adventures of Dan and Mike.
Thanks for checking in.
Minisode that,
yes. For us by you, Fubi.
I got to turn this new fan off.
Marla, well, Fubi's good.
Marla sprung for a new fan in the podcast studio, ladies and gentlemen. So, just another great feature of Seltzer Kings.
It's almost like I got a new fan. Because I had neglected to switch the switch in my ceiling fan, so it was just like it was pulling the air up instead of pushing it down. So now it's like I got a brand new fan.
It's 86 degrees in here.
It destroyed your relationship that you had, like a really close girlfriend, and she insisted on having the fan going up switch, and you insisted on having the fan going down switch.
It's like the fucking toilet paper debate.
It's like the love toilet.
It's like a love toilet debate.
You're over-under guy. I don't know this about you.
I'm always an over guy.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I have no opinion.
Bro, it's important. You don't care. It is important. Well, you don't have a cat, so it's not necessarily like...
That's a whole other angle.
It's important. Over only. Over. You know what? It's so important to me that at family Thanksgivings and stuff, I will reverse the toilet paper if it's not going the right way.
That's passive aggressive. Is that passive aggressive?
Well, I wash my hands afterwards, so there's no.
Okay, well that would be a whole nother level. No, I don't. It doesn't bother me, and I thought about it a long time. I tried to pick a side. I don't give a shit either. You know, when the whole commercial came out, and then I was like, I just don't care.
What commercial?
There was a whole debate of upside down or underside up or whatever
Over the top, bro.
Yeah. I don't know what one.
For the listener. Yeah.
I mean, I always put it over, but I could give a shit if it's under. The thing is, if you got to poop, you got to poop. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to spend the extra 2 seconds to flip that roll over if I don't like it. It's still being used. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all virgin tree fiber in the end, huh?
I'd like to talk about why. Is this,
did your bidet get here yet, by the way, Jeremy?
Oh, it is. Oh, it was handed off months ago. It's been sitting here waiting to get installed.
Why don't you install? What are we waiting wasting my time for? I want to see bidet already.
I'm local 52 trained. I should be able to plumb that shit.
But you know, props and set dressers can, you know, build stuff too. You don't have to wait for the grips to show up.
Yeah. No, I just.
Grips don't do plumbing. Come on.
Grips do.
Charlie don't surf.
They don't. Yeah. That's,
but you know that he ain't no good.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Oh, did you just smell a fart?
No. Was that the fart?
That was a good face. You made a fart smelling face. Yeah.
Yeah, for the Patreon. That was almost like a
kombucha girl. That was a kombucha girl face, actually. It was pretty good.
You could see that face. Also, maybe you hated that face. I would think you could call our voicemail.
If you've got a problem with Jeremy's face, let us know at 347-470-8150. And tell us at the Danny and Mike hotline.
No?
Gosh, guys, if anybody decides to join Patreon, we get an email. We get an email, and we'll
send them a video right away.
That's right. That's actually a very valid point.
In my most recent video, I explained to someone that you and Jeremy both always know the, you know, because I say, hey, thanks for subscribing, and we hope you like the content. If you have any questions, comments, concerns,
ask Mike. Don't bother me. Yeah.
Feel free to leave a message on our voicemail, which I cannot for the life of me remember the number.
Oh, I got to tell you, 347-470-8150.
Right, yeah. I smell the next tattoo. And then right beside
that's
maybe,
not a tattoo
maybe,
you smell.
Maybe three little letters. Last Podcast Network, LPN. I don't know.
Patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the ant spell, though.
All that stuff. But you like soft shirts like we were talking about earlier? Shit.
Who doesn't like a soft shirt? I don't know anybody who likes a hard, scratchy t-shirt. Maybe I do know them, but they just haven't talked about it to me. Like, I don't know anybody who likes Bill de Blasio. I may know somebody. I may be acquainted with somebody who likes Bill de Blasio, but
yeah,
I can't remember the last time somebody made a favorable comment about the mayor of New York City in my presence.
I know someone who did who
used to.
Chalked it up to recently just said, you know,
don't name names.
All things considered, here's some stuff he did well. A lot of stuff he's done terrible.
Oh, you were listening to NPR. Okay, that's understandable. That's fine. They like it. That's cool. Okay, it's fine.
And I'm not into it, but I understand.
That's pretty good.
I've listened to the radio in my life. I don't know about you. That's not a euphemism.
You can find Danny at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas, at D Tamborelli on the Twits. Michael's at Michael C. Morona on the Twitter. I'm at Remy Balin and at Jeremy Balin on the Instagrams. What is your for the podcast listeners? Sometimes we're on video, and sometimes when Mike comes forward, little pieces of the background are revealed. It's kind of like
little pieces of the background. Little pieces made of ticky tacky.
Yeah.
You want to see what I'm looking like back here? That's what's going on.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
You got the weed flag. You got the postcard from my college buddy. Little softball team. Blood test I haven't taken because my doctor is extremely lazy. I'm a bit pissed at my doctor. Thank you for asking about this, Jeremy. My doctor used to like stick me right there in the office. Boom, put it in the tube with little ID barcode on it, send off. Now she hands me this and tells me to go to Quest Diagnostics. So my doctor is making me do the work for her. I do not like this. This is bullshit. Mm. I fucking go to you to get the work done. Don't make me. It's like, here you go. Here's the idea of a blood test, and now you go actualize it. Fuck you. Take my blood. And test it. Don't make me run around. I'm not working. It's true. So I could go to the doctor.
Yeah, but why do you want to go
to the diagnostic center?
Why do you want to go to two places? That's not cool. To make you do two things.
Thank you, Dan, for recognizing the inherent inefficiency in our system.
Have you thought about bringing your own blood?
When I went to go get a COVID test, one of the places was like, yeah, we'll give you the swab in the nose and then
what?
Blood work. And then for blood work, we send you to Quest Diagnostics. I was like, yeah, I'm not going there. I want to do everything all at once. Why would I want to do more than one thing?
This is
it's insane.
This is symptomatic of a number of things in our healthcare system that that you sort of are, the client is subject to the contractor instead of being sort of served by the provider. Mm. You're dealing with the vendor.
Well,
and it makes me mad.
That's a sound that my son is terrified of when I.
Oh, the elephant? I've been giving Gerard elephant rides for a few years now. He hasn't asked for one lately, but it's just because I haven't offered to go up the stairs that way. Mm.
It's good. I mean, I think it's great. My dad used to do it to me. My dad.
I haven't given you one in a long time.
I remember being a little kid, maybe like 8 years old, and we were at the zoo, and my dad decided to make that noise at an elephant, and the elephant got pissed off, like for real.
Really?
Yeah, this is probably.
He was like, I do not take kindly to people making fun of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't talk really, like that. Only I talk like that. You don't talk like that.
You could tell that the elephant was getting agitated, like for real. Like he was stomping and stuff and like this got being closer long and ago, closer.
This being long ago, it wasn't a plexiglass cage. It was a cage with bars. So the elephant was able to pick up a fucking pumpkin and lob it at your dad.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And a little bit squirt in between the bars.
He stuck his trunk through the bars and just whacked my dad in the face. And was like,
he's what like, a dream.
I smell your Italian. You'll understand what I'm saying right now. It's just like a whack, 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 whack.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Do you believe that Hannibal brought elephants to the Alps?
No.
Believe that?
No.
He did it.
Woolly mammoths?
Elephants. African elephants.
Really?
Yeah. You can fact check it. Go ahead, Jeremy. 30s, fact check it right now.
30s, 40s?
Fact check it right now. Hannibal, elephants. I'll wait. Good. All right. It's about 2,000 years ago.
Let me tell you something. I was about to say, I thought you were talking about Hannibal Buress, and I was like, well, he's not that old.
No, that guy's a landlord. Fuck him.
Is he a landlord here?
Sorry.
Is he being a bad boy? Is he evicting people?
Probably, yeah. In the past, he's had landlord issues, but I'm just telling you, your faves, once they get money and, you know, decide to sink it into actual assets, they become jerks. I'm sorry about your faves. You're just looking at, this is an image search.
Yeah.
Give me a web search.
No, I put elephant with Hannibal mask.
I noticed that. Yeah, get rid of the Hannibal. Get rid of the mask part.
I thought that was pretty good. Get rid of the mask part. All right, well.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Right over the Alps.
Yeah. It's saying elephants survive crossing the Alps. How?
Probably that's your leg
homework for this evening, ladies and gentlemen.
They probably gave them leg warmers. I would not want to. And think about how much they eat.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of foraging, you know, for an army with just horses and people.
And what do they eat? What do elephants eat?
God,
a so
lot.
Many fact checks. This
bananas?
Yeah, they eat fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
They're vegetarians.
Well, I like them already. All of them. Shout out to Chris
Davis. Yeah, but they don't have vintage t-shirts, so there's no competition. It's a safe friendship.
This is not vintage, but you know, I'm wearing an Omega shirt from Dayton, Ohio.
Our
hearts are with Dayton a year after fucking insanity.
Oh, yeah. That was a year ago.
Went down.
Damn.
Yeah. It's been a year, but anywho, not to leave it on a sad note, but our hearts are with Dayton.
Big up the Kelly Deal sisters and the Kim Deal sister.
Yeah, they're still playing music. Yeah.
They have other siblings too that nobody knows about.
Oh, Teddy Deal and Freddie Deal?
It's weird because they're two different sets of twins. one set of twins are into neuroscience and the other set of twins are into they're in the racketeering business.
It's called Dead Singers, the film about the twins. Dead Singers.
All right. I think we've plugged everything we can possibly humanly plug. So
yeah, but we haven't done any content yet. So let's do a little more casting.
Let's do one more.
Do you like scratchy t-shirts or do you like soft t-shirts? Tell me.
I was
going to
say.
We all like soft t-shirts. We get merchandise that costs more money because we specifically look for the soft, good t-shirts.
Well, I was going to say.
It used to be, think about how far we've come. It used to be look for the union label and now it's feel for a softie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next level 3600. Shout out.
Are they made in America? I'm pretty sure they are.
You don't like Canvas?
No, Canvas is good too.
That's also good. I used to buy the cheap ones when we did Man Boob shirts and
scratch. That's why I've never ever worn a Man Boobs t-shirt in my life because it was
that's
the worst.
That's not true. And that is a
fucking
lie.
That's the reason I didn't ever wear a Man Boobs t-shirt either is because of the fiber
the
content.
Truth finally emerges.
It's definitely it.
Oh, boy.
My mask collection.
Wow. Oh, you're laundering.
Well, you have to. You got to wash them every day, bud.
You got to clean your mask.
I do clean
them. Oh, Jeremy doesn't. He's like, not for the Ohio people. Jeremy's we get like an every, exemption.
I like to play Russian roulette a little bit.
Yeah, Mike DeWine just tested positive for coronavirus, right?
And then, sure did.
And then
yeah,
negative.
And then what?
And then negative. He tested positive and then tested negative right
well
after.
You should try and stick to one, and I think the negative one is better in this case. Yeah. You know, mostly people are
at least that's
accentuating
right.
The positive, but not this case.
Yeah, but think about this. He didn't have to have a meeting with Trump because he tested positive, which is a positive for him, I would imagine.
I would say anything short of death going along with not having to hang out with Trump would be a positive, but we just lost Ohio.
No, we would have to do a lot worse, I think, to lose Ohio. That's our base.
I'll start from the north. I'll start from the lake and go down, and you start in Kentucky and go up, and Danny will just sweep across.
My mother-in-law is going to make Cincinnati chili tomorrow because she has an old school recipe, and she asked me if I had ever had it before. And I thought it was because she spilled a lot of cinnamon.
I thought it was because she spilled some cinnamon and didn't know what to do with it.
Only one of them has cinnamon. I think it's
Skyline.
Skyline.
You know it.
Yeah, the Gold Star does not. And
I'm a Gold Star. Gold Star guys. Gold Star over Skyline for me.
Do you have recipes?
No, I just use the packets.
Just have packets. Jeremy has packets.
Gold Star chili.
I was wondering, Jeremy, if sous vide might not appeal to you. Dan, I figured it might appeal to you too because of the baby. But If you were to watch my meat cook at a slow temperature for a long period of time, in water, in a plastic bag. Yeah, if you were about, you know, boiling in bags. Boil in bag, as the Carolina Rice says.
Yeah. I don't, ain't nobody got time for that shit. That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
But I figured it'd be I've never done it. That's my only thing is I've seen other people do it, and I'm like, guys, can we just eat the food?
It must be like a Grateful Dead show where the drugs wore off.
But look, when you're cooking meat at 117 degrees,
you don't feel like there's enough action. There's not enough action for you.
No,
you need sizzle.
I need some sizzle. Yeah, I need some fajita style smoke and I need to see.
Jeremy, I thought you could do like a polenta log that way pretty well, right? You could do it.
I'm wondering. Now that you said that, I wonder if Don Antonio's is doing okay out in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, the velvet walled place that you took me to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We made a series of food pilgrimages. I was pretty basic.
I'm not even going to put it out into the world. Like I'm presuming they're doing great.
A couple of times that we went there.
Yes, it's wonderful. Good. Yeah, who knows? I mean, they do have a backyard, so.
Yeah.
At least they got that going for them.
I mean, but think about disinfecting all that velvet wall.
Be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very tough.
Well, I mean, I could go in there with a brush, you know, and the whole thing top to bottom.
No, they have like a static cleaning methods now. That's what I
you're hearing about work.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what that is or what's involved in that.
A few years back, I mean, I didn't work on the Spider-Man movies, and I'm basically the only electrician in New York who didn't work on The Sorcerer's Apprentice a few years back. But they did a number of big CGI shots exteriors. And I remember it happening with Tower Heist, and maybe I heard about it on Spider-Man, but I was on Privy. I remember having a Tower Heist where they would sort of, when you were done shooting, they would just put this weird like laser machine in the middle of the set, and it would just shoot lasers everywhere in the set and get like arranged. Not because they're not using sonar. It wasn't like they had some bats screaming and echolocating the size of the set, but they just had a laser sort of drawing the dimensions of the whole thing to be able to map the CGI properly.
Oh, yeah. 3D, it's 3D mapping.
Thank you. My ping pong brother, my ping pong ball's brother can tell us about such things. So these 3D maps, I figure if you just like change the stupid lightsaber crystal in there from a 3D mapping crystal to a sterilizing crystal, you probably just have to do the same thing. You know, turn up the voltage. We'll 220 that shit, and it could probably just clean the air.
Yeah. Just like, I feel like that was an episode of Walking Dead where they just wanted to clean the air. No, that was something else. That was a movie.
Was that a dog or a baby?
In Night Shyamalan. I believe that's what that was.
Mm. Yeah, boy, yeah. Him and Bruce Willis.
And just like an M. Night Shyamalan movie, this end of the podcast has a twist. And it's
punctuated with a baby cry?
It's accentuated by 10 of 10. Baby should have been asleep almost 2 hours ago, and he's not asleep, so daddy has to go do his business.
You've been a great audience.
Thank you for listening. Yes. I'm sorry that that my head wasn't in the game. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I would give him like a little I remember from Danny and Kate's wedding, they had some Pennsylvania-centric desserts.
Yeah.
So I would just give him a Goldenberg's peanut chew. And have
I thought
him,
you were just going to judge him on that his performance. Because you went right into, I'm going to give him a...
Oh, a 6 out of 8 in dadding.
Yeah,
I'm not going to judge. Only yeah.
Doing well. All the
only
best.
The baby can judge.
That's right. I think we plugged everything we could, but yeah, we'll check you on the next episode. Give us a look all around and bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
You can't handle the tooth!
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.